Would you buy an experienced second goalkeeper or persist with Kelleher next season? And because I haven't done the show with Paul Hogan before, I'm going to start with him. What do you reckon?
I'm happy with Kelleher as my second choice. I like the sort of where we're at right now. I think I'd keep Adrian around the squad as well, if I'm honest. I think he's good around the dressing room from all accounts, and he's good around the club. And I still hold the fact that I don't think he's a bad goalie. But for me, Keller has done everything that's been asked of him. I don't think he's been given anywhere near the credit he deserves, considering the amount of centre-halves he's had in front of him when he's played in that particular, you know, in this period. So, he can only get experience by playing and being given these opportunities, and he's done nothing wrong so far. So for me, I'm happy with what we've got right now.
Yeah, I think that's very fair, isn't it, Harriet, in the idea of he hasn't done anything wrong, so why would we be looking to go elsewhere? I think the slight problem with the idea of keeping Adrian around is I think the limit on foreign players, basically what I'm referring to, the Brexit rules that mean there's a limited number of non-homegrown players that you can have. So Cueven Kelleher, does he fit into the homegrown, because he's Irish, isn't he, rather than Northern Irish or British? So I may have defeated my own argument there. I don't know what question this is, Harriet, but feel free to answer whichever one of them you like.
I was about to say, I have no idea on that last question, but yeah, I just tend to agree with what Paul said. I think if Adrian shows anything, it's that you can't just sort of slot an older, more experienced player into the team and just expect it to work, because often it just doesn't with the style of play that we have. And, you know, like when Klopp said, when he put Kelleher in, you need someone that has the ability to be able to pass the ball and they're comfortable playing the ball back to. So I'd be inclined to stick with him. Like, he hasn't done anything wrong, but I also do think in the past we have been, I think like Reece Williams, for example, played one good game and we were all like, oh yeah, he's fine, he can stick around. So obviously we need to be a bit cautious and we need to see a bit more of Kelleher. But from what we've seen so far, I'd be inclined to stick with him, and I don't really think there's any use bringing a second, more experienced goalkeeper in, so...